بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Brother, we will be having a zikr majlis, making the zikr of Almighty Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Before doing the zikr majlis, just remind ourselves of the importance of making zikr. And what are the virtues of making zikr? Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Qur'an Kareem, فَاسْكُرُونِي أَسْكُرْكُمْ وَاشْكُرُونِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. You make my zikr, you remember me, I will remember you. وَاشْكُرُونِي, and be thankful to me. Don't be ungrateful to me. Look at all the bounties Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has bestowed us with. Our very existence is a great bounty of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. From non-existence to existence. Look at the eyes Allah has given us. Look at the ears Allah has given us. Look at the tongue that Allah has given us. The air that we breathe. Everything around us is a manifestation of the power and the qudrat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. How can we not thank Almighty Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? If you put a price to any ni'mat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, we can never fulfill the haqq of that. One way of thanking someone is to talk about that person a lot. Allah has bestowed with so many ni'mats and bounties. So whole life we have to think about Allah and talk about Allah. Will never fulfill the haqq of Allah for at least one bounty of Allah upon us. Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran Kareem, speaks about the intelligent people. Two qualities of the intelligent people. إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. In the creation of the sky and the earth, in the alternating of the day and the night, there are signs for the intelligent ones. How it was just bright a few hours ago, and how come from brightness it suddenly became dark? And in the next few hours, again, the brightness of the day will come in. Who can do this but Allah? Allah is the power of Almighty Allah. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says the signs for intelligent ones. And then he defines who the intelligent ones are. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ. They are those people that make the zikr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala while they are standing, while they are seated, while they are lying down. Every posture they make the zikr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And second outstanding quality of the intelligent people, وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ. They ponder, they reflect. They didn't just carry on with their lives. How did they come into this world? Why are they being created? What is the aim and objective of life? And you attach, link yourself with Almighty Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In one verse of the Quran, Allah says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu uskurullaha zikran kathira. Oh, you who believe, you got iman, you believe in my oneness. Make the zikr of Allah abundantly. When Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about the outstanding qualities of the believers, and in this verse, Allah speaks about the males and the females. Not only the males, males and females. أَذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالزَّاكِرَاتِ. There are those people, males and females, they make a lot of zikr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In another verse of the Quran Kareem, Allah Ta'ala instructs Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَاسْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, keep yourself back, withhold yourself with those people who call unto Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in the morning and the evening. They make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. You stay in that majlis. You stay in that gathering. وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ. And don't turn your eyes away from those people. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to the masjid. He saw a group of Sahaba and he inquired from them, "Why are you seated here? What has happened?" Sahaba mentioned, "O Prophet of Allah, we only seated here to make a zikra, make the zikr of Allah." Nabi Kareem told him, "Allah, ma ajlasakum illa hadi? Wallah, is this what kept you all behind?" Then Nabi Kareem mentioned that, "I have no doubt that you all are seated here, and I'm not taking qasam for that. Jibreel alayhi salatu came to me just now and told to me that Allah is aware of what you people are doing, making the zikr of Allah. Allah in front of the malaika is priding himself about what you people are doing, making the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala." In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have mentioned, "Idha marartum bi riyadhil jannah farta'u." When you happen to pass by the gardens of paradise, riyadhul jannah, every one of us, when you go to Madina Munawwara, we wait in queues 2-3 hours, look for the opportunity for a few moments to go to Riyadhul Jannah. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, there are other Riyadhul Jannah besides that Riyadhul Jannah. When you happen to pass by the gardens of Jannah, Riyadhul Jannah, pluck the fruits from there. So the Sahaba asked, ma Riyadhul Jannah? What is Riyadhul Jannah? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Hilaqul Dhikr. Where there's a gathering of people, people get together to make the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that is Riyadhul Jannah. And the fruits of that gathering is that you make the zikr of Allah. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, "Inna lillahi malaika." Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala have angels. Yaltamithuna turuq. That they go out spread around in different parts of the world. And they look for those gatherings where the people make the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. When the angels come across a gathering, when they see people are making the zikr of Allah, this set of angels, they call out to all the angels around the world, "Halummu ila hajatikum." Come here, there's your people's food here. This zikr is actually the food of the malaika, which comes out from our mouth. We attach ourselves, link ourselves, that is the food of the malaika. How fortunate we are, make the zikr of Allah, what comes out from our breath become the food of the malaika. How great Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is that He has given us this tawfiq to sit here to make the zikr of Allah. Allah yajtabi ilayhi may yasha wa yahdi ilayhi may yunib. Ijtiba means to draw somebody, pull somebody. Somebody is about to drown, then you get a lifesaver that will go pull him and take him out. We are also drowning in this dunya with the various challenges of life. Allah yajtabi. Allah pulls us out through making the zikr. وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ مَنْ يُنِيبُ. And Allah guides those people who make inaba, turns to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Brothers, we all of us, we have various challenges in life. Somebody got domestic related challenges. Somebody financial related challenges. Somebody got health related challenges. Somebody got other challenges in life. Innumerable challenges. This is all imtihan from the side of Allah. Who wants to live up a life with difficulty and hardship? Allah put us into that condition to see what we do in that condition. But there's one solution to all those problems. Attach yourself, link, contact yourself with Almighty Allah. When you have barakat of zikr, Allah will open up the solutions to our lives. And then I give an example in the Quran Kareem. وَذَنُّونِ إِذْ ذَهَبَ مُغَاضِبًا فَظَنَّ أَلَّا نَقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ اللَّهِ إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, he left his nation, he went away. And Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala then ordered a fish in the ocean to swallow Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah describes darkness upon darkness. Darkness of the night, darkness of the ocean, darkness of the belly of the fish. Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam is in the belly of the fish, and that fish is moving around the ocean. Can you imagine? Trapped in so many darknesses, Sometimes we wonder, I've got such a problem in my life that it looks like there's no light at the end of the tunnel. There's no such thing as there's no light at the end of the tunnel. When Allah gives us the example of Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, he's trapped in a fish. How can somebody come out from the belly of the fish? In the center of the ocean, in the darkness of the night, there's one solution to it. Make the zikr of Allah. The zikr of Allah won't take you out directly, but every condition is in the hand of Allah. Through zikr, Allah will guide us to the solution to our problems. And then Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, in the belly of the fish, made the zikr of Allah. La ilaha illa ant. Allah, there's no one worthy of worship but you. Subhanak inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Indeed, I am among the zalimin. Allah then ordered the fish to spew him out. We are also going through challenges in life. Make the zikr of Allah. We should not just focus on the challenges, look for the solution of the life without attaching ourselves to zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Afzalu zikr la ilaha illallah. Greatest zikr is la ilaha illallah. There's no one worthy worship but Allah. What is this la ilaha illallah? Tawheed, oneness of Allah, purity of Allah. Everything is from Allah. We attach ourselves to Almighty Allah. If anybody has to do anything, can't do anything, it is Allah. Any challenge come, it is from Allah. Solution come from Allah. La ilaha illallah. No one worthy of worship but Allah. That is why Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, make this zikr. Afzalu zikr la ilaha illallah. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man kana akhiru kalamihi la ilaha illallah, dakhal al jannah. That person whose last kalam, before leaving this dunya, if you have to say la ilaha illallah and die in that condition, he will go into Jannah. Allah grant us tawfiq and hidayat to engage ourselves in zikr in the morning, evening. Take out 10 minutes, 15 minutes and make your zikr. Learn how to make zikr. And come into zikr gatherings and in your own private life also, make zikr part of your life. Sometimes some of us, the greatest challenge in life have to come. If there's a big tsunami also, huge challenge somewhere outside. We've got to have it early in the morning. We must have our chai. We must have our tea. So you tell the person, let the tsunami wait. Let me first have my tea. Or we've got to have it. If we just have to leave the house and you notice in your pocket the cell phone is missing, it can be anybody outside. You'll make sure you come back to get your cell phone to put it there. You feel empty without the cell phone. That's how life is nowadays. We should feel empty without the zikr of Allah. Just as we focus so much on our tea, the whole world can stop. I must get my tea in the morning. Likewise, our tea is the zikr of Allah. Attach ourselves to Almighty Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. That is the priority. Life is going to carry on. If we're not going to push ourselves and adjust ourselves to take out 15 minutes in the morning, 15 minutes in the evening, and make concentrated zikr, then life is still going to carry on. Challenge is going to carry on. We need to put a quality into our life by taking our time and making the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah grant us tawfiq and hidayat to understand the value of making zikr. When we make the zikr, then in one hadith, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, a sahaba asked, that la yazalu lisanuka radbam bi zikrillah. One sahabi came and told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, many laws of shariat. Sometimes you think this masla and that masla, this law and that law, and the muftis and the ulama getting us tied with the various laws. Which law I must remember? So one sahabi came and complained the same thing. And he told to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna shara'i al-islami qad kathurat. Many laws of shariat. Show me just one thing, astannu bihi. Just one thing. Sometimes you get people like that, they just want something short and brief. They don't want too much of details. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him one prescription. La yazalu lisanuka ratbam bi zikrillah. May your tongue remain moist in the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. One thing you do, when you make the zikr of Allah, you're attaching yourself to Almighty Allah. Allah grant every one of us tawfiq and hidayat to attach ourselves to Him all the time. We'll be making the zikr. We recite first three times, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. And then, three types of zikr. The first will be, لا إله إلا الله. And we do it with this intention that Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is seeing me. Condition your mind as though you can see Allah. Although we cannot see Allah, But this we call it muraqaba and mushahada, as though you can see Allah, condition your mind, and when you're saying the la ilaha illallah, you're presenting it to Almighty Allah for full concentration. No one worthy of worship but Allah. And when you're saying that la ilaha illallah, is that la ilaha means no one worthy of worship. It's a negative, taking out ghayrullah. So we take out ghayrullah from the heart. Everything besides Allah, we take it out from our heart. If our hearts have to inhabit anyone, it's in Almighty Allah. Allah created the heart. How unfortunate and how unfair it is. The heart which Allah created, we give it to everyone else besides Allah. Allah created the heart, must give the heart to Allah. And that's where we only feel sukoon and peace. Allah bi zikri Allahi tatma'innul qulub. With the zikr of Allah, hearts get satisfaction. Then that's the first zikr making, la ilaha illallah. Make that intention, remove ghayrullah from the heart and put only Allah in the heart. At the same time, use it as a means of islah. We know of our weaknesses, we know pride, we got anger, we got this, we got that. When we say la ilaha, then we try to remove the negative quality, illallah. What is the opposite of the negative quality, the positive one? We try to instill it inside our hearts. Now some people normally ask this question, but where is this proven? This collective zikr and jointly and all that. So the answer is very simple. Go to one HIFS class where the students are doing HIFS. And you'll notice there, all the students, you'll sign them the reading, Qul huwallahu ahad, Qul huwallahu ahad, Qul huwallahu ahad. Why is he repeating Qul huwallahu ahad all the time? Can't he read it one time? Why does he do it? He repeats it all the time so that that ayat sits in his mind and in his heart, and then he's able to read it fluently. We also repeatedly say la ilaha illallah so that it sits into our heart and sits in our mind. It's a prescription, like how a doctor will give a prescription, and it is also a zikr. Second type of zikr is illallah, 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 only Allah, only Allah. Why? It's not my wealth. It's not my profession. It is not my family. It's not my investment scheme. It is only Allah. Only Allah. And then the third zikr, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. At that time, from your heart, you think about Allah Ta'ala. You're seeing Allah, conditioned, yeah, Allah is seeing you, and you're taking the name of Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. With full love, your intention must be to attach yourself with Allah and have love for Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. I will be making the zikr. Everybody make their own independent zikr. Follow my pattern. Don't follow my zikr. Make your own zikr behind me. But the idea is that you create your own adat, your own habit of making zikr. Allah grant us tawfiq. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.